breakfast in the world of rugby league. We're about to go to the news here, and after the news, we've got our legend of the game. We're really looking forward to this. It's Dawn Fraser. And, oh, by the way, we've got an update here from Peter Grimshaw from the National Rugby League. Henry Perenara has injured his ankle, out for another couple of weeks. So there we go. We've solved the problem of Henry Perenara. Up next, news, and then Dawn Fraser.
I'm Sarah Womby. Former Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has urged the federal government to wake up after the New South Wales coalition suffered swings against it in the bush. While Premier Gladys Berejiklian's Liberal National Coalition has been returned to power for a third term in New South Wales, the Nationals party has suffered in several regional seats. Mr Joyce said the result is a warning to federal Labor. Mr Joyce has told Channel 7 the state Labor Party was wrong to believe the state election would be a tight race.
It's not a knife edge. Gladys has romped home. And I think that's a sobering message back to Mr. Shorten. Do not count your chickens before they've hatched.
Residents in Western Australia's far north are bracing for dangerous storm surges, destructive winds and prolonged rain as Cyclone Veronica bears down. In the Northern Territory, Tropical Cyclone Trevor has been downgraded to a tropical low but will continue to bring heavy rain as it weakens further and reaches inland communities today. An elderly man has died in a crash involving a truck and an SUV on the Newell Highway in Sydney's northwest. The male driver of the SUV and his female passenger, both aged in their 80s, were taken to hospital after the collision near Dubbo. The man died later in the night. The 59-year-old truck driver was uninjured. Also in news, a man has been charged over a fatal crash north of Adelaide. Seven teens have been arrested over an alleged assault of a woman on a Melbourne train. And the Alnor Mosque, which was a site of unspeakable horror, has been reclaimed by the New Zealand Muslim community, opening for prayers yesterday, a week and a day after 50 people were slaughtered in two mosques in Christchurch. US Attorney General William Barr will not submit his initial release of the special counsel's report to the US Congress today. Robert Mueller submitted his findings on the investigation into Russian meddling in American politics at the close of the work week in the American Capitol. Our US correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr and his deputy Rod Rosenstein continue to work on their principal conclusion summary for the U.S. Congress. Attorney General Barr has said he is committed to transparency and speed in releasing what information he can that does not compromise classified information. The special counsel's report is only described as comprehensive. U.S. President Donald Trump does remain in legal peril. Federal prosecutors in at least three jurisdictions are working on additional investigations, which have their roots in the information first uncovered by Robert Mueller's team. Priscilla Huff, Washington.
Briefly, police fired tear gas at demonstrators in Paris and clashes broke out in other French cities on the 19th consecutive weekend of yellow vest protests against President Emmanuel Macron's government. And US-backed forces have proclaimed the capture of Islamic State's last territory in Syria, eliminating its rule over a self-proclaimed caliphate, but the jihadists remain a threat with sleeper cells across the world. This is Air News. As statements go, Brisbane have made a massive one for the 2019 AFL season with a significant 44-point win over West Coast. The Lions overhauled a 27-point quarter-time deficit to comprehensively outplay the reigning premiers for the last three terms and claim a 15-12-102-8-10-58 win at the Gabba last night. It's the first time the Lions, tipped to be the big improvers this year, have beaten the previous season's premiers since round 12 in 2009. The Lions will aim to build on their win on the road against North Melbourne next weekend, while West Coast look to get their premiership defence up and running against GWS in Perth. There were also wins yesterday for the Western Bulldogs, Hawthorn and Port Adelaide. The Sydney Roosters held off Manly last night to win 26-18 at Brookvale Oval. Lachlan Lamb made his debut for Sydney after Cooper Cronk was ruled out with a hamstring injury. Captain Boyd Cordner says Lamb had a good night.
He's been working really hard, playing some good red football there with PNG, and yeah, he added a bit of spark. mark there. It was a bit hard. We're on the back foot there a lot with a lot of defence we done at the end there, but it was good to hang on.
Earlier, the Panthers beat the Knights 16-14 and the Titans went down to the Sharks 20-6. The New South Wales Waratahs have snapped the Crusaders' record 19-match Super Rugby winning streak with a 20-12 upset of the reigning champions. And in cricket, New South Wales has booked a showdown with Victoria in the Sheffield Shield final. Australian Independent Radio News.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Sale at Oz Design Furniture with up to 50% off selected trending furniture and homewares collections. Hurry and soon, visit ozdesignfurniture.com.au. T's and C's apply. In Killyville, we got lights flashing on Old Windsor Road at Samantha Riley Drive. If you're off to the airport, Marsh Street is still busy, but doing a lot better than it was before. And look out for around 5,000 cyclists as they make their way from Tarramurra through Ku'ringai Chase National Park and back this morning. Now is the right time to buy land with ClearState. Be one of the next 10 to buy, and ClearState will guarantee your land's future value. T's and C's apply. Visit clearstate.com.au. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggera, Rosebery and Parramatta.
Who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This weekend, if your horse runs second or third in a country and provincial championships qualifier, does TAB give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! All country and provincial championships qualifiers. Well played. Who are you backing, TAB?
Excludes SANWA residents. TAB account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Join myself and Loz Monday morning, a full wrap-up on all things Golden Slipper. Can't wait. All the drama controversy from round two of the National Rugby League. Plus, the cricket's underway in Pakistan, the first of the one days. All that from 5:30.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, interstate weather.
And weather today, Sydney, partly cloudy, warm day, 30 degrees in Sydney. Brisbane, hot and mostly sunny, 34 degrees today. Adelaide, there's a shower or two, becoming windy later, heading for a top of 25 degrees. Hobart, possible late shower, 25 degrees. Darwin, showers, possible storm, 32. Canberra, rain at times, 27. And for our Perth listener, Michael, today, sunny day in Perth, top of 27.
And what a way to get to the 100. Out of the ground, Finch, out of form, is back with a bang.
Cleary, who gets it to Corner. Three tries for the Roosters, and all of them set up by Luke Cleary. Working hard, he controlled it brilliantly. Spectacular from Charlie Cameron, doing it on his own.
Maloney shapes the kick, holds it up for Cleary. Here's Fisher Harris on the charge.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Heard all around Australia. Hope you're having a great start to your Sunday morning. I know we are. Jimmy and Ray in for another hour. 1353 53 is the open line number. We've got some stuff to give away. Before we get to our legend of the game, Raymond, we've got a double pass to the AFL game today at Giant Stadium at Homebush. Goes to the first caller on 1353 53. If you can tell us, who does the GWS side play today? We'll email you the tickets. You'll be
double
able to
pass.
Get them out. Double pass. Mm-hmm. Email you the tickets. So call now on 1353 53 if you can tell us, who does GWS play today? We've been a little bit inspired too, haven't we, by our great week that was for women in sport before we get to that. Which referee? Second question. China Doll, long time listener, Chris. Which referee is Zorba worried about his whereabouts? Which referee was Zorba worried about his whereabouts? Do not call now.
Wait till you get. Are you a fan of that referee?
No, I do not. 13:53:53. But yes, inspired by the events of the course of the week with Taylor Harris and, of course, Winks yesterday, we thought we'd get one of, or arguably, the greatest ever female sports person, and not to just narrow it down to one gender, but one of the all-time greats of Australian sport, Dawn Fraser, who you had during the course of the week went out and visited Winks.
As I said, I don't know who was more excited, Dawn Fraser meet Winks or me to meet Dawn Fraser. It was fantastic, a lovely lady.
And she's been good enough to join us on the line. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, we're really well, and thank you very much for your time on a Sunday morning. We do appreciate it. Dawn Fraser, AC, MBE. The records are incredible. Three gold medals, of course, in three consecutive Olympics in an individual event. First person to do it. Dawn, how did swimming become a part of your life as a youngster?
Well, I was the youngest of eight in the family, as you probably may know, but yes. You guys might be a little bit too young to know. My brothers and I used to look after the council horses in Balmain because everything was delivered by a horse and cart when I was growing up. Mm. And I had become a lover of horses, and we used to look after them for weekends and take them up to my uncle's farm at Epping and ride them up there, keep them up there for the weekend, and go up to Lane Cove National Park and camp and do all those sort of things and play in the mud and stuff and bring them back Sunday afternoons fit and well, and they were ready for their week's work. And I just loved horses, and I started jumping and doing equestrian stuff, but as I said, we were sort of a working-class family, and Mum and Dad didn't have enough money for me to buy jodhpurs and riding boots, so being an asthmatic, I said, oh, well, I'll just go swimming, and that started from there. I met Mr. Gallagher, and my career started off from that.
Dawn, a mutual friend of ours, I won't mention his name in case he's got this wrong, but is it right that you rode some track work for Colin Hayes as well?
I rode water work for Colin Hayes down in Adelaide. I lived in Adelaide for 7 years with Mr. Gallagher when he got the swimming pool down there. Mm. And to earn extra money to save up so I could go home once a month to see Mum and Dad, I met all the jockeys used to come into the swimming pool for their sauna and lose their weight. And I met the great Billy Pyers and Jimmy Johnson. And then they introduced me to Mr. Hayes, and I said to him, why don't you swim your horses on a Sunday morning? And he said, would you be interested in doing it? He said, can you ride? I said, yes, I can ride. Mr. Williams gave me my first riding boots, which I still have, and then I earned enough money with Mr. Hayes to buy some jodhpurs, and I started riding water work. But when we used to ride water work down in Port Adelaide, we used to just wear swimmers and shorts because horses are very hard to sit on when they're wet. They're very slippery. Yeah, and we had a lot of fun, and it seemed to help him. And now, you know, majority of the trainers of today have got their own water at their own stables now, and they just swim them around, which is good.
Did you show ability in swimming straight away, Dawn? I know you mentioned Mr. Gallagher, Harry Gallagher, who identified you age 14, but did swimming come naturally to you?
Yeah, it did a little bit because I was never taught to swim. My brother Donnie, who passed away when he was 21, took me off the 10-metre tower on his back, and he said, and I was 4 and a half at the time, and when we came up out of the water, he said, all right, sister, swim into the ladder, and I did it, I suppose, a funny dog paddle and got in there, and I just loved the feeling of the water. And then my cousin used to train me down at the Elkington Park Bars, which is now the Dawn Fraser Bars on the Parramatta River. And we used to swim down there. Then Mr. Gallagher came across one for about 10 days of training at that pool or at the bars. And then he got his Des Moines pool was washed out in a storm. And then he said, how would you like to come over and train? So I used to ride my push bike over to Des Moines Pool at 4:30 in the morning and started training there.
Yeah, different era. Dawn, was there always that love of swimming and being in the pool? And I say that because swimming is one of those sports that just takes up so much of your time, and you really need to be just totally dedicated to the sport. Was there always that love for it, even when
I sort of fell in love, but I fell in love with it more when I was training, because Mr. Gallagher taught me a hell of a lot about the water, how to put my hands in, how to move fast in the water, and it was very technical, and we had Forbes Carlisle doing a lot of the background work, and I met Professor Boss, who John Hendrickson and I trialled his electrocardiograph machine out for him in Adelaide, and that was sort of all tied in, which made me love the sport even more, because there was so much technology going into it at that early stage, and I'd like to think that I was a pioneer of all of that.
Mm. You went in and you won your first Olympic gold medal aged 18. That was Melbourne, 1956. How did you handle the pressure? Because we see it now with young athletes at Olympic Games. The pressure of home Olympics, I don't know whether the expectation was there to win. It probably certainly was from you. How did you handle that pressure at the time, Dawn?
Well, I used to speak with Mr. Gallagher about a week before my event, and I used to plan my race the way I wanted to swim it, and he allowed me to do that. We experimented with it in our training, and he said, I'm the coach, you're the swimmer, you've got to swim in that water, that black line is yours.
Mm.
And he allowed me to do that, and that was very successful in my career, and that's the way I did it. When I got up on the blocks before my event, yes, I had butterflies in my stomach, but my black line was my guide, and against anyone that I swam against, I didn't really worry about it, because I wanted to get up there and back and be the first and the fastest one to do that.
Mm.
We did that.
And that was my approach.
Yeah, you did that in three successive Olympics over the 100 metres. I look back on that era. I wasn't born, obviously, in Dawn, but I've read a lot about it. I've seen a lot of vision. It was a golden era of Australian sport, and most of the great sporting champions at the time were our great Olympians. There was yourself. There was Betty Cuthbert. There was Herb Elliott. There was Murray Rose. What was the camaraderie like in the Australian Olympic team during those Olympics that you attended?
Oh, in 56, it was fantastic, and we didn't have such a good Olympic team in Rome. It was, the first overseas trip, and I guess, everyone was sort of excited, and, we didn't do as well in Rome, and then Tokyo, we came back. We didn't have as many swimmers in Tokyo, but at least we won some gold medals and silver and bronze medals. And then we had a bit of a lapse, but the women were on the fore, they were in the forefront, and they sort of tried to set the record straight for all the other swimmers to come back. And Swimming Australia has got me back in now as a mentor to our kids that are going to Tokyo next year, and so I'm hoping that I can help all those and help the Paralympians at the same time.
The Australian Swimming Union, Dawn, coming out of Tokyo, banned you for a decade. Banned you for a decade. Now, I think you've said subsequently that you didn't steal the flag or whatever. It seems excessive at the time. Was there an outcry by the general public about how excessive the punishment was for you?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely there was. You know, I had 95% of people behind me in Australia, and so I decided to, I had the great Clive Evatt, QC, who came to me and said, well, let's fight this because, it's not worth a 10-year ban.
Yeah.
So we did. We fought the swimming union in court. We won the case, and the unfortunate thing was Bert Phillips, who was the president of the ASU, hated my guts because I came from a working-class family.
Yeah.
And it took 3 years to go through the court. So by that time, it was a bit too hard for me to come back. I wasn't allowed to swim in the swimming pool with other swimmers because I would have made them, sort of be banned also, and that's how hard the rules were.
Yeah.
And I guess I disliked that man immensely for doing that to me, and I must say I didn't speak to him ever after again, and I just, we had a swimming slump then because the way it was run by those officials. And those officials were all men, they're all on the board, and not one of them could swim, and that was something that really, really hurt a lot of people in this country when I got that ban.
Absolutely. Can you imagine the outcry today,
yeah.
Dawn? It must have been bad then, but there's no way they'd get away with it. Hey, Dawn, if your career was able to continue on after Tokyo in 64, could you have won the 100 free again at Mexico in 68?
Yes, I think I could have, because I was still at about 1.5 seconds in front of anyone throughout the world, and there wasn't anyone coming through, and I was looking forward to Mexico, but that was unfortunately taken away from me. And but the Mexican Olympic organising committee invited me over as a guest, and it was stay at the sea. I swam a 60.1 in the training pool over there, and that would have been good enough to win the gold medal. And I fortunately, I don't hate people, but I dislike Bert Phillips very much.
I think, and I've read this, I think you would have been near enough to 1972 as well, Dawn, with the times that you were still posting.
Well, if Mr Gallagher would have stayed in Australia, I would have probably gone for 72.
Yeah.
Because, as I said, I love the sport. And what I was trying to do, I was trying to get rid of the amateur status so that we could earn money.
Yep.
And keep on swimming and make it a professional sport so that people coming from behind could make a living out of it. And now look, after all these years, it's just starting to change. That we've got an international swimming league that's going to start up, and FINA came out and said if any swimmers swim in that international swimming league, they won't be able to swim in the Olympic Games. It's all right for them to sit back on their backsides and say, well, I'm going to take my family to the Olympic Games and we're going to get all the best seats and fly first class.
Yeah.
They go, the swimmers have made the money for these associations, so they've got to bend a little bit and say, let these swimmers try and earn some money out of swimming and earn a good living, and we'll keep these swimmers on for quite a number of years, and we'll see the names carry on all the time.
It's so similar to situations in other sports, isn't it?
Yes.
Dawn, like cricket, etc. Dawn, how tough was it then during your career financially to continue to swim for as long as you did?
Well, I worked 3 jobs a week. I worked as a sportswear buyer with Charles Burke's company in Adelaide, who was bought out by David Jones. So if I had Sydney, I had a job, David Jones, which was good. I was never out of work. I used to work in a coffee shop on Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, and on Saturday afternoons and Sundays, Sundays I used to work with Mr Hayes, and Saturday afternoons I used to pull petrol in North Adelaide. So I was a very good saver. I learnt to save very well, and I love working. So occasionally I'll still work now at my age, which is good.
Mm. All these awards: Australian of the Year 1964, International Swimming Hall of Fame 65, Member of the Order of the British Empire 67, AO for Australia later, Sport Australia Hall of Fame, first female inductee, IOC name you the world's greatest living female water sports champion. With all those accolades to your name, Dawn, was there the sports person or sports people that you liked watching, that you had the privilege to meet throughout the course of your decorated career?
I've met a lot of great sportsmen and women. I met Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay in 1960 when he fought Tony Madigan in Rome, which I still say Tony Madigan won that fight. But I kept in contact with him and for quite a number of years up until he's passed.
Yeah.
Okay. I've met, great. I've had pleasure in meeting great people. Morgan Freeman has become a very good friend to my grandson. He met him when he was 3 months old, and we've stayed friends. And I have met the Queen. I've met the Duke of Edinburgh, and I met Diana and Charles. And
wow.
But my greatest pleasure was when I went. Met Winx and had a photograph of Winx. She is such a beautiful horse. She gave me a kiss on the cheeks a couple of times. And I've got some great photos on my phone that haven't been published, but the one that they did yesterday was just a beautiful photograph. And she's just such a beautiful, beautiful filly. And I think that my daughter and my family and I are coming down to Randwick to watch her last race at Randwick on the 13th of April. So that's going to be a very emotional time because I just love the horse. Yeah, it's beautiful.
She's such a placid mare, wasn't she, Dawn? Oh. She stood patiently for you and the photographer for a while.
Absolutely. And, I mean, she didn't want to prick her ears up. And one of the handlers, or one of the strappers, I should say, he had an elephant noise on
That's
his
right.
phone, and her ears pricked up.
he used that, right? He used that to make her ears prick up. It was quite funny.
It was just so beautiful. She looks as though she knows everything that's going on.
Oh,
and all she wanted to do was, she'd been training, she'd finished the workout. Mm. All she wanted to do was get into her food and her hay bale, and that's why her ears were back saying, what am I doing here? And
Leave me alone.
Let me go, I want to eat.
Hey, Dawn, I know you do love your horses too, and you race a horse with John Singleton. Our Dawn, how's that mare coming along?
She's spilling at the moment. She's up at Strawberry Farm, stud farm at Mount White. She's just having a bit of a spill. She's got to grow up a little bit. She's a bit naughty at the moment, but she's a lovely filly, and I love her very much.
Mm-hmm. Dawn, the emergence of women's sport has been quite spectacular over the last couple of years, but we always like to celebrate the pioneers. It's been our great pleasure, and I'm sure from a listener point of view as well, a great pleasure having you on the program today. Thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to you having a little flutter on Winx on April 13.
Oh, I certainly will, and thank you guys very much. And, you know, I'm glad to see the women's sport now getting the highlight. I didn't like the photograph, the stuff the other day about our Australian footballer girls. She's a very athletic person, and, you know, those people that said those nasty things about, they should be ashamed of themselves.
Well said. Thanks, Dawn. Have a great day.
Cheers, boys. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Dawn.
There she is, Dawn Fraser, legend, former man. Member of Parliament, former publican.
No wonder they made a movie about her.
Yeah.
What a career.
The eighth
what
of
a
eight.
Life.
The eighth of eight,
yeah, there
and
you
that
go.
Disregard for authority that
you
comes through
that.
In the
is it the younger child syndrome, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. 1353. We'll take your thoughts on the chat there with the legendary Dawn Fraser. We'll take a break. After the break, we'll have a sports update with Tanya. We'll have an A-League and there's not much A-League going on, not much EPL anyway. We'll get Moss in here to do something.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and Parramatta.
It's Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This weekend, if your horse runs second or third in a country and provincial championships qualifier, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! All country and provincial championships qualifiers. Well played. Who are you backing, Tab?
Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website, gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Another quick success story about radio. A car brand wanted to get people excited about this year's model, which looked pretty similar to last year's model. So to create hype, they launched a radio campaign that got presenters talking.
This car's amazing!
Listeners talking.
This car's amazing!
And a celebrity we can't legally impersonate talking. And all that sold over $10 million worth of, even though they looked. And it all started with radio. Alive with opportunity. Alive with results. Visit radioalive.com.au.
Race into autumn with two massive race days at Muswellbrook. Sunday, March 24 is Country Championships Wildcard Day. Catch all the action as horses vie for the final two spots in the Country Championships final. Then, one of the Upper Hunter's premier social events this autumn, the Muswellbrook Workers Club Muswellbrook Gold Cup on Friday, March 29. There'll be colts galore and fillies to adore. Get your tickets now at muswellbrookraceclub.com.au.
On the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A dominant win for the Roosters over Manly, 26-18 in very wet conditions at Brookvale last night. The score perhaps flattering the Sea Eagles. Roosters coach Trent Robinson praised Luke Keary, crediting him for setting up all four first-half tries that saw the Roosters lead 22-0 at the break. Penrith hung on to secure its first win of the season, 16-14 over Newcastle in Newcastle, and Cronulla celebrated Paul Gallen's 328th game for the Sharks with a 20-6 win over the Gold Coast. Today, Parramatta play the Bulldogs and the West Tigers host the Warriors. The Waratahs broke the Crusaders' 19-game winning streak with a 20-12 victory in Super Rugby at the SCG. Israel Folau became the Codes' all-time joint record try scorer, scoring his 59th try, which helped seal the win 6 minutes from full time. In other games, the Hurricanes 34 beat the Stormers 28, the Blues 33, the Highlanders 26, the Lions over the Sunwolves, the Chiefs beat the Bulls, and the Sharks 28-14 over the Rebels. Round one AFL scores, and Sydney went down to the Western Bulldogs 82-65 at Marvel Stadium. The Swans almost pulled off a miraculous comeback. They were down by 32 points at three-quarter time. They got back to trail by just 4 with 6 minutes to go, but the Bulldogs found a way to hold on. The Premier's West Coast were beaten by Brisbane by 44 points, 102-58. Lions coach Chris Fagan said the performance embodied the growing belief in his squad, and Hawthorn 87 beat Adelaide 55. GWS is home to Essendon today. Ash Barty is into the fourth round of the Miami Tennis Masters after a straight sets win this morning over Sam Stosur, 6-love, 6-3. It's the second career meeting between the two. Ilya Tomljanovic is in action later this morning. And in the men's draw, fellow Aussie Jordan Thompson is through to the third round after a 6-2, 6-3 win over Karen Khachanov. Miss Redoble, By C and Eugene's Pick are through to the Provincial Championships final at Randwick on April 13 after going 1-2-3 in the qualifier late yesterday at Kembla Grange. While today it's the last chance for two horses to make the country final on April 6 with the running of the wildcard race at Muswellbrook, the Todd Blows trained Noble Boy is the favourite. Rowan Browning has smashed his personal best to equal the fastest 100-metre time by an Australian on home soil and qualify for this year's World Championships. The Sydney sprinter clocked 10.08 seconds in his first race over the distance for the season at the Queensland Track Classic yesterday. New South Wales is into the Sheffield Shield cricket final after a 149-run win over Tasmania in Hobart. The Blues will meet Victoria in the decider, which starts on Thursday. And Curtis Luck is 5 off the lead after round 3 of the PGA Tour event in Florida. He's sitting at 5 under. Fellow Aussie Matt Jones is at 4 under. Paul Casey leads at minus 10. Dustin Johnson is in second spot at minus 8. You briefly, Jimmy, just mentioned James Harden. Incredible 61 points, which is matched his career best, and obviously it's season high for the Houston Rockets beating San Antonio. 27 points in the first quarter from him, which is just extraordinary. He's an incredible athlete, but what is the deal with that beard?
How about the beard?
It is the ugliest thing. Oh, it's awful. He needs to get rid of that. Anyway.
It's the trademark.
At least trim it. And just quickly, still with NBA, the Lakers have mathematically been eliminated from the playoffs after they went down to Brooklyn. So for LeBron James, this will be his first time in 14 years that he doesn't play in the playoffs.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Lakers fans would have thought, got LeBron, we'll make the finals.
But they weren't expecting him to get them a title immediately. The Western Conference is a bit tougher, but they've struggled badly, and it's the sixth year in a row they've missed the playoffs.
The really interesting thing around that is that now LeBron is driving everyone at that organisation to be better, to be better, to be better, get better players. And they're being critical of him saying, oh, hang on, now it's all about him wanting to win championships. But isn't that the point?
Exactly. Yes, that's the point.
Isn't that the point? Wants success.
They're saying, oh, hang on, this is not how we do things at the Lakers.
He's an elite athlete. He wants success.
Of course he does.
He craves success. He's used to success.
Of course he does.
Yeah, that's the good point. He's used to it, and he won't be happy at all.
Correct. And just on James Harden, those numbers that he's posting, very selfish player, from what I understand. Houston, $12 chance. Golden State, I know you could argue they've got so many points of difference there with Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, etc. $1.45. They say Harden will never win. He might win an MVP, never win a championship.
He's just too greedy, is he? Yeah. 13 shots at the three-point.
Obviously, in the zone.
So he's in one of those nights, but you're probably right. But
Yeah, anyway. It's more than one player in a team, isn't
That's
it?
Right. Mm. That's right. Thank you, Tam. We do appreciate it. Sports update with Tanya there. Time now to talk some football. We do that with our man Phil Moss. And also joining us too is Jared Daffy from tab.com.au. Going to have a look at some of the markets. I know there's not a whole heap of games going on at the moment, but there is. We'll have a look at some A-League futures and some EPL futures because I think Liverpool might be getting a little tight around the collar there.
So back on top.
Hello, Mossy.
Hello, Jimmy. Is that Ray's voice I hear?
Yeah.
As well?
How are you, Phil?
Oh, good to hear you there, Ray.
Oh, and Jared Daffy's there. G'day, Jared.
Morning, Wage.
Oh,
hey, Jared.
Loud and clear,
you?
Jared.
Yeah, we've got
this
you. All right.
Massive love in this segment.
This is.
And there's plenty of games going on, Jimmy. The Euro qualifiers are going on at the moment.
Can we have a bet on them?
You can.
Oh, well, even better. Let's dive into them. Actually,
the second most punted on sport in the world is football.
Yes, I understand that. Club v country, that debate, it never stops, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. And it's reared its head during the week. Two old Socceroos teammates, Mark Bosnich and Graham Arnold, going at it. But, I don't really see what the debate is all about, to be honest. We are part of the Olympic movement. We have four junior age national teams, the 17s, 20s, 23s. Sorry, three junior age national teams leading the Socceroos. And I think every one of them is absolutely crucial to the development of our players and future Socceroos. It puts them on huge stages that then open up career moves overseas, which makes them better players. So it's just part of our ecosystem that they're there. We need to pour more resources into them because clearly making four or five underage major tournaments out of the last 15 since 2008 is not good enough.
No,
fair
no.
enough. Good win over Cambodia for the Aussie Roos. Chinese Taipei tonight, Phil?
Yeah, that's right. The first win was a 6-0 win over Cambodia, the host nation, and Chinese Taipei tonight, and then South Korea on Tuesday. And the winner of the group goes through to the next stage of qualifying, which is next January 2020, for a spot in the Olympics. And the top three from that tournament go straight through. So,
is that the toughest game, Phil, the South Korean game?
Sorry.
The toughest game for the Aussie Roos, the South Korean game?
Yes, I think that goes without saying, mate. Yeah, that'll be the toughest one. But, it's part of the debate was Graham Arnold taking the players into camp so they missed an A-League game. Well, you can't go into any tournament without some form of preparation. And these Aussie Roos, the last time they played, there was an Aussie Roo game, which a lot of those players wouldn't have been involved in, was March 2017. So to take them for a week into camp to get used to the conditions and get used to the way he wants to play, and don't forget he's trying to accelerate their development into Socceroos through the Aussie Roos, is certainly fair enough in my opinion.
Mm. All right, let's get to some A-League news and we'll get some future markets on this one. And this is interesting too. Bruno Fornaroli, who has been a star at different stages, had some issues down in Melbourne this year, but signs for Perth Glory, who are absolutely flying at the moment. Good pickup.
It is, Jimmy. It really is. And it's astute management from Tony Popovich, as we've come to expect. And, he goes from Rose Ed down in Melbourne to marquee status at Perth Glory. So for all Bruno Fornaroli fans around the A-League, of which there are plenty,
yes.
That'll be great to see him back on the pitch. He can't play at this stage until next season.
Right.
Unless there was to be a six-week-plus injury within the Perth squad, and then he could slip in as injury replacement for the rest of the season. But no-one would push that on a teammate to get on the pitch, I'm sure. So we may have to wait until next season to see him play again.
All right. Well, let's just have a look at those A-League futures, if you can, Jared. And, Perth Glory flying at the moment.
Yeah, they are, Jimmy, and they're $2.50. It's interesting when you look at what we've done so far this season that the two or three sides behind them have attracted a lot more support both before the season started and on the way through. But realistically, I think punters have got to seriously look at Perth now. They're $2.50, $1.02 to win the minor premiership or the premier's plate. But we've got Victory and Sydney FC at $3.75. Then a big gap to Melbourne City at $13. Wellington Phoenix $17. And Adelaide United in there at $19. But they're the shorty and deservedly so.
Yeah, the Popovich factor, Mossy, it's certainly helping at Perth. Hey, Mossy, a couple of huge names, Honda and Fowler. What's happening in the Emery A-League?
Yeah, big names, Ray, as you astutely mentioned. And first of all, if we look at Robbie Fowler, he's been linked to so many jobs in the A-League, coaching jobs, that is, since he played here for North Queensland Fury and Perth Glory, and finally looks like he may get his ticket back to Australia through Brisbane Roar and take that job there. It's not confirmed yet as far as I know, but certainly the mail is getting stronger that he will sit in the hot seat next season. And look, he's a big name in world football, there's no doubt about that. I have a bit of an issue with developing foreign coaches in the A-League. I think if we're going to develop any coaches in the A-League, it should be Australian coaches. I think the foreign coaches that come here should have a pretty decent rap sheet before they arrive on our shores, but that's probably a debate for another day. Mm-hmm. So that's watch your space, I suppose. Who was the other name?
Yeah, Honda.
Honda, of course. He looks revved up and ready to leave town.
Oh, dear.
After one season wonder with Melbourne Victory. So, yeah, there's talk that he won't sign for another year at Melbourne Victory. He's been a class above when he's been on the pitch, but he's had some injury concerns. He was out for 6 weeks with a hamstring, mysterious hamstring injury. I think, from what I can tell, Melbourne Victory don't believe they've got full value for the investment with regards to probably more so off the field than on the field. And that's the thing with marquee players, you know, that they've got to bring more to the A-League off the field as well as on it. And it probably hasn't worked out the way they'd hoped for probably a $2.5-3 million investment.
Jared, now these two Liverpool supporters have worked themselves into a lather with news that Robbie Fowler will be within a couple of thousand miles of them. And I know they're back to the top of the table at the moment. They're still the outsiders to win the EPL, which gives me a great deal of joy.
Of course it does.
Jimmy, you really are a nar.
Exactly. Jared, I'm loving you more and more.
He's spotted that in 2 weeks.
I'll tell you one thing, and I know that the two guys there are devout Liverpool fans, but so is our man in Queensland, Peter Pasoldis. I hope he's not listening because he's calling the Canterbury Cup there today. If he hears you bagging his side, you're in for it.
Well, tell him, Jerry, just listen every Sunday.
Oh,
he listens every Sunday.
Mate.
He listens. No, they're $3 outsiders and all in the field of two, and Man City $1.40. But it's been incredible the last 6 or 8 weeks. They're sort of hanging on to that lead, but nobody wants to be on them. They're waiting for them to trip up, which I'm sure is good news to you, Jimmy.
I can't wait.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's not even waste oxygen on what Manchester United does, sir.
500s, and that's unders.
Well, hey, mate. Well, we finish in the top four. That's all we're worried about. Champions League football.
I
called that early.
Hey, Mossy, Huddersfield certain to get relegated. What will happen to Aaron Moy if they do?
Well, look, Ray, he's done enough, in my opinion, and more importantly, in the opinion of many others over there in England, including EPL managers. He's done enough to stay in the EPL. He's been an absolute star performer for Huddersfield, despite their woes this season. He was outstanding last season when Huddersfield had a good first season up. So, look, I can't imagine him going down to the Championship. I think there's clubs like Everton, Newcastle, Crystal Palace, West Ham, who have all shown interest at varying levels for him. But I think once it's confirmed that Huddersfield are going down, which could happen next weekend, he'll go. And look, the match made in heaven at Huddersfield for Aaron Moy was David Wagner, who's the former manager who's not there anymore. He just made Aaron Moy tick, as did John Van Skip at Melbourne City before he left our shores. But he needs to stay in the Premier League. And the other one's Tommy Rogic. I think with Brendan Rodgers going to Leicester, it would be fantastic for the Socceroos to see Tommy Rogic leave the Scottish Premier League and end up in the English Premier League.
Hey, what's Latan said about Manchester United?
He said that they are still governed by the Alex Ferguson era, Jimmy, and he's not happy about it. He said everything's about Alex Ferguson. They need to move on. They need to write their own piece of history. Yeah. Until they get rid of that shadow, that's not possible. And, of course, Fergie's boys, the likes of Giggs and Scholes and Mickey Butt and those types have come out and defended the club and Alex Ferguson, of course. But, yeah, interesting remarks from Zlatan. Yeah. But as we know, he always likes to stir the pot, the great disruptor.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. You, Jared?
Yeah, with him.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
I'm with him.
Well, listen, Mossy.
Sorry, Gerard was falling asleep. They're not going to hear him snoring.
Nah, not at all.
United.
Not at all.
No, Who's your team, Jared, just out of interest?
Oh, look, I chop and change, Jimmy. So it was Liverpool up until a few weeks ago, but I've got a second favourite side, that being Man City. So I'm in the box.
You can't lose, Jared.
In the A-League, it's Perth Glory.
Yeah, what a surprise that is. Who was it last year?
I bet you were a Liverpool supporter until Steven Gerrard flipped over a few years ago as well.
Yeah.
Who?
Go Chelsea. Good on you, Mossy. Thanks for that, mate. We'll speak again next week.
Enjoy your Sunday, boys.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe Mossy will come and join us in the studio. Remember the days when that used to happen?
Remember it was lightning as usual from Phil?
Yeah, not too bad. Jared's going to stay with us, though, and we've got these NRL games today, Jared, and I reckon there's a bit of value around in those Parramatta Eels.
They're tricky. They're $1.73, the Eels here, but the Bulldogs, $2.20 to $2.15, so not a terrible lot in the market there. And in the other one, well, we've got a bit of a trend here on the Warriors. People don't like backing the Warriors when they're in Australia and favourites, but they're not favourites today. They're $2.05 and the Tigers $1.80. So probably more support for them at the moment, the Warriors, than the Tigers. But two matches that could really go either way.
Three games in to finish round one in the AFL, Jared.
Well, what about the AFL? Yesterday, four matches, four outsiders. If you had a dollar on the four outsiders only yesterday, Ray, you would have got over $100. Nobody saw
most of that.
Yeah, they landed a plunge. They were 3.10 into or 2.15 at the start. That was due to the West Coast not having Josh Kennedy there, but I don't think anyone could have seen that coming. It was a massive win and a really good win for the Code in Queensland. Today we've got St Kilda, $1.27, Gold Coast, $3.80, a handicap line there of 26.5 points. Don't be surprised if the Suns win there. We've got GWS, they've drifted, they're out to $1.77, Essendon, $2.05, a line near 3.5 points. And well, favouritism traded places here in this last game. Frio were $1.70 at the start of the week. Jesse Hogan on the sidelines. We all read those headlines on Monday and Tuesday.
Yep.
He's out. They're out to $2 and the Kangaroos $1.80. The Kangaroos did beat Frio at Optus Oval in the latter part of last year. So a pretty important game for both sides there today.
Someone told me. I'm not sure I believe them. Is there more Super Rugby being played today? Sure.
Jimmy.
Sorry, mate. I know.
Is there any more people on the planet that you can upset? Liverpool supporters, Reds supporters? Of course they're playing today.
No, Jared, we like to give exposure on this program to third and fourth tier sports every now and then, too.
Oh, so. Do you really? How thoughtful. Anyway.
Had a win, too, last night.
Who?
The Tars.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. They were $5 pops. Today, the Reds are at home to the Brumbies. This will be an entertaining game. I'll be watching it. And they've been 2.20 into 2.10. The Reds, the Brumbies out to a 1.75. So as the betting suggests, that could go really either way.
Hey, Jerry, just finally, we can't help you much re a couple of the big futures markets coming up at the championships. The Autumn Sun's still the favourite in the Doncaster Mile. I don't know if he'll go there, and I don't know what's going to turn up against Winx in the QE Stakes.
Well, just on Winx, did you read those numbers from yesterday?
Ray probably wrote them.
Yeah, Winx, to win the Ryder Stakes yesterday, on her alone, $2.95 million invested. On Winx alone.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
The Golden Slipper, win and place, this is fixed odds, 2.89. So she held more.
Wow.
And the entire Golden Slipper field. There's some massive money around for her yesterday. I guess the good news for bookies is that they only get one more opportunity to have a crack at that. And she's $1.10 to win that race in a couple of weeks' time. But, yeah, the Autumn Sun, $3.50. I think you're right, Ray. I don't know whether there'll be too much support for it going forward. But
no.
Brutal, after yesterday, 51 into $11. It was impressive. And Dreamforce, 26 into 15. So a bit of movement around that particular market. We've got the Sydney Cup midterm, another impressive winner yesterday. It was 15 into 8, and old Big Duke, 15 into 11 to win that Sydney Cup after yesterday. And boys, just today,
yes.
I know you've already mentioned this, but Muscle Brook Country Championships race 8 on the program. That's a bonus bet race. So if you have a bet and your horse runs second or third, T's and C's with this one. Bonus bets back up to $50.
Fantastic.
Good on you,
Jared. We'll speak again next week, mate.
See you, guys.
See you, mate.
Enjoy the rugby today. I think the Reds are playing. 1353 53, the Opal number. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cozzy brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Your family deserves to be safe and secure at home. That's where Wideline Windows and Doors can help. Their secure line screens offer security without compromising on design or your view. And their safe line window screens are designed to prevent falls, keeping your youngest family members safe and sound. For security, safety and peace of mind, call Wideline Windows and Doors. Or visit their website at www.wideline.com.au.
If you're after a forklift that leads the way in quality, reliability and productivity, then Toyota Material Handling has the right forklift solution for you. Toyota is the world's number one forklift brand with a massive range from pallet jacks, stackers and auto pickers to their market-leading Toyota Counterbalance forklifts. For new and used sales, short or long-term hire and all servicing, let Toyota Material Handling tailor the right forklift solution for your business. It's all part of the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Call 1-800-425-438 or hit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Mark from the Carrington Hotel in Katoomba. We've successfully used Nova Employment to fill vacancies at our hotel. The process and support has been first class. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Laws from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And welcome back to the show, Jimmy. Not only have you upset all our Queensland listeners, but also any rugby listeners or fans who are listening to the show probably has turned off as well.
Well, look, if I could diagrammatically represent that. So you have done it here. Queensland listeners.
This is radio, not TV.
Look at the little space there.
We've got listeners to look after. Can I just say congratulations to Donna from Wollongong. She's won two tickets to the GWS game. Of course, they're playing Essendon this afternoon. Well done, Donna.
Third question in the China Doll quiz too. Which trainer did the legendary Dawn Fraser ride track with for?
Yes.
Which trainer? Mm-hmm. So there's our third question. Call now on 1353 53. Your chance to win a $150 voucher courtesy of chinadoll.com.au. Which trainer did Dawn Fraser ride track work for? 1353 53, that open line number. Let's go to a caller now before we get to Scotty Foster. Bill is on the line from Tasmania.
Good morning, fellas.
G'day, Bill.
Not too bad, thank you.
That's the way.
What do you got for us?
Great interview with Dawn Fraser too, by the way.
Thanks.
She is a legendary.
Mate. Oh, for sure.
Extraordinary.
And my number one sportswoman is Anna Mears.
Yeah, well, actually, we just had an SMS from a gentleman too, said the same thing, and quite rightly, Bill, she's Anna Mears, world champion, came back from the brink of a life-threatening injury to win gold.
Yeah, well, that was bad, wasn't it?
Yeah, she is a remarkable person. We had her on once before as a legend,
we did.
And
yeah,
she speaks so well, and she's doing great things in commentary now in cycling as well, Bill.
All right.
Yeah, so you'll hear her when there's a major, particularly Australian cycling event. Anna Mears has been part of those commentary teams over summer and does a super job, and what a wonderful sports person she was, too.
Oh, well, I'll be careful and watch out for that.
Good on you, Bill. Thank
and I've got a tip for you for today at Muswellbrook.
Oh, yeah? All the way from Tasmania, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, we are a long way, aren't we?
Yeah.
Race 3, number 8.
Race 3, number 8.
Baker's horse, okay.
Yes, no worries.
All right, good on you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill. Good luck with that.
Keep you to it. If it doesn't win, never call back. 1353.
Oh, they could be only a call from Tasmania.
It's the open liner. By the way, what?
Hang
on, he's come on here and said, yeah, I'm from Tasmania and I'm going to give you a tip. If it doesn't salute, What about that time we backed the Godolphin horse when we found out Vin Cox?
You'll let me forget that, will you?
Yeah, no. We're at lunch at China Doll. Don't forget that. By the way, just on China Doll, Glenn from Newcastle has won the $150 voucher,
well
courtesy. James Cummings is taking the Golden Slipper trophy to Dubai with him next
Seat
week.
Seat 1A, isn't it?
Zorba was worried about the whereabouts of Henry Perinara. We've had that clarified. And, of course, David Hayes was the trainer that Dawn Fraser used to ride track work for when she was over there in Adelaide. So no more calls on that one. Congratulations. Just on this, female athletes. I can't go past the great Lauren Jackson. Mm. Absolute champ. That comes in from H. She was, is...
Inspiring talk topic of yours
superstar,
today.
Superstar. Let's go to Bob. He's on the line. G'day, Bob.
G'day, mate. Raymond.
Yes, Bob. How are you?
Good, mate. Many years ago, when Tommy Smith was at the height of his game, they used to talk about when an owner had more than one runner in a race, they were going to bracket him.
Yeah.
You remember that?
When I was a kid, I remember that happening. Yeah, a lot of talk about it in big races and stuff. When TJ had seven or eight runners, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I reckon it should have happened yesterday with the main race.
Oh, with James's five?
Yeah.
Well, I think the tab were betting Godolphin winning a Godolphin not winning the slipper, so that's probably the same sort of thing. He's a remarkable trainer, isn't he, Bob?
But that was a lousy $1.90, mate.
Oh, yeah.
You're
Hang on. The whinging hotline, Bob, is on a different number. It's not 1353-53.
I had five runners, Bob.
Jimmy.
Yeah?
If you put your money on the line, you're entitled to complain.
Never a truer word said. Well said.
No, well done, Bob. No, that's a fair point. Good on you, mate. Stay on the line. Actually, no, don't stay on the line. We won't give you anything. Over to you, Raymond. You've got an SMS.
No, we've got Scotty Foster on the line, haven't we?
Oh, you wanted to blow up about your mate Judy hasn't...
No,
Judy, we haven't got to your text message.
Geez, you're a hard man.
1353-53, the Apple line number. Yeah, we do have Scotty Foster online. He's going to sell us a car. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, we're really well. How'd you go last week? Are we two from two?
Boys, the car is gone, but I wanted to say a special thank you to Ray, actually. Ray sent in a friend of his, David Gill. He mentioned you, Ray. He said he listened to the program all the time. He rang Dad, and Dad has organised some finance for him, and he's driving away in his beautiful little car.
You're looking after him. I knew
congratulations
look after him.
To him.
No, well done, Scott. You need to look after him.
Did he mention just how much of a kickback Ray would be getting?
No kickback. No kickback.
No kickback, mate. Not needed. Ray's a good man.
Well, there's nothing wrong with taking a kickback every now and then, is there?
Kickback.
All right.
Scotty's earning a decent living, so.
All right. Come on. Let's get us a car.
Yeah, well, we want to keep the roll going, boys, and there's something a little bit different today. We've got an 11-seater commuter bus here. Oh. So this is a Toyota Hiace commuter bus. It has only got 111,000 kilometres. It is the 11-seater, so you can drive it with a normal car licence. It's got the dual-zone air conditioning for passenger comfort and the ever-reliable Toyota driveline. This will be one bus that will never let you down. So if you need a bus for a small school run, or even a pub courtesy bus or something like that, then this is the one for you. This is a Toyota Hiace commuter bus. It's only done 111,000 kilometres, and it's on sale for the listeners today at just $9,990. You just cannot buy Hiace commuters with these kilometres for under $10,000, but today we are selling this one, so you're going to need to be quick. This will sell today, so give us a call on 9637-5024 or go to the website www.fosterscualitycars.com.au. You'll see this bus and just how good this vehicle really is.
Yeah, great for any growing family. The Smith Brood growing family?
Hey, we've got enough at the moment.
Okay.
We will not be making any additions.
Okay. What, the cars or the children?
Either or.
Okay. Hey, Scotty, you can help with finance as well, mate?
We certainly can. We've got the great finance packages available at the moment. We've got access to a number of lenders, and this allows us to get the best possible interest rates. But it also allows us to help a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to give us a call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, starting a new business, need a work vehicle, even the Uber drivers, then go to our website, www.fosterscualitycars.com.au, or give us a call on 9637-5024, and we'll get you driving a car as soon as today.
Yeah, good on you, mate. And look... you got a little shout-out you want to do with the referrals too, is that right?
What I wanted to do, mate, I just wanted to mention that, you know, we do source vehicles for all our friends, family
and referrals, as in people that send, like Ray has sent someone in, and we go out and find the right possible car for them. So we don't just supply the cars that are on our lot. We go and find the right vehicle for any customer. So if you know what you're after, give us a call and we'll go and find you that right car at the right price.
Hey, Scotty, great save, because Jimmy Bolger, shocking bouncer then. Seriously, he wasn't listening. I don't know what you were doing.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm looking for this SMS from Judy. Anyway, mate, big day at Ringrose Park.
He's getting angry, Scotty.
Big day, mate. Our big home game. We've got two big games. We've got the Romassey Cup and the Sydney Shield, both playing the Hills Bulls. So
yes.
Kick off at Sydney Shields 1 o'clock and then 3 p.m. for the Romassey Cup. So come on down, watch the footy, and head over to Wanny League. They've got their new food court, the Plaza, opened. It's a sensational addition to the club as part of the renovations carried out, and it's absolutely awesome, boys.
Yep.
You've got to check that plaza out.